the hair looking?
I was just about to comment that you've been having. I visit with you at least once a month.
Yeah, at least once a month.
Sometimes twice in one month,
and like, sometimes like three times in 4 weeks here soon, 5 weeks here soon.
We got a lot of dates coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But if your hair gets any better looking, you might have to get, what are those things? Headshots? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You might have to just get some right now so that you can remember how pretty you were.
I think I gotta get this trimmed a little. I gotta get the sides and the back trimmed up. It's a little thick.
You can tame it.
But I don't want to touch the top.
Don't lose the top at
all.
The
top looks pretty good.
You've got like 5 perfect curls in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't mess that up.
Yeah. Is this the show?
This is the show.
Oh, we're just going in.
Oh, yeah. We're rolling.
Yeah. I'm looking at levels. We look good.
Hey, feels good.
Feels good.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Welcome to Saturday. It's a good day.
Oh, it's Saturday. Yeah, it's Saturday.
We've had a Los Angeles day so far.
Yeah, I played basketball this morning. You took a train.
I took a train.
And then we walked around the east side.
Yeah.
It got really fresh Mexican food. And then harassed by a woman at a Shell station.
Yeah, that did not look good.
Who
I was luckily buying, like, I was going to the bathroom and like I had a chapstick thing, like,
yeah.
I had an agenda, but you and our mutual friend.
Yeah.
Is that why do people refer?
Well, cuz they're friends that we both share.
Okay.
It's not like my friend.
True.
And then your friend.
Another Ohioan.
Our friend. Yeah.
And you guys had to deal with, was it Chris Brown's baby's mama?
Well, so a woman in a car that looked like fresh out of an accident. Like the front of the car was more or less gone. Like the front bumper was gone. There was no front bumper.
It went
from tire to like hood. And then that was it. There was nothing in between.
But you can like see how the car works.
Yeah. Yeah. You could basically see right into there.
It took a lot of work to not have that.
Yeah. And
to cover that up.
And, we got kind of harassed.
I would say accosted, maybe.
Yeah, we got a.
She stopped you from doing what you were going to do.
Luckily, she was in a car. She didn't like walk up to us.
Well, I mean, I think the responsibility was the small child in the back seat.
Yeah, the car.
I think that's why she wasn't leaving the car. Otherwise, she would have been.
You know, that makes her a good mother. But we did get yelled at. Saying she said she fucked with Chris Brown.
Yeah,
she was. Who was the other person?
She screamed out Migos, but there was a young, person in between.
Was
that.
It like young? No.
No, it wasn't a young person. Yachty?
No.
She had someone else on the mind, though.
Yeah. I don't.
The thing is she was barking. Like, she did get better suggestions of who she could be fucking with that would actually make us turn around and pay attention to her.
Yeah.
Like, she was getting progressively better in taste of music. Closer to what we listen to, and that's.
I know. I feel like Chris Brown's pretty good. The like girlfriend beating aside, like his music's pretty good.
I just heard something that relates to that. I forget what it was, but it was basically saying that Chris Brown, saying that you like the art of Chris Brown, is similar to like, well, damn, it was something about Trump.
Wow, well, that's a leap.
Yeah, well, I think it was an Aziz Ansari joke. Oh, did you see that? He made a joke on SNL saying...
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Okay. Well, Aziz Ansari made a joke about Chris Brown.
Uh-huh.
And then Chris Brown retaliated by calling him Aladdin.
Okay.
Twitter was not okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty charged. It got...
You called him Aladdin.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's a compliment. Aladdin's definitely the best Disney animated movie. Aladdin got Jasmine at the end.
Yeah,
Jasmine, but, okay. she's pretty fine.
Yeah, and who voiced the genie?
Robin Williams.
Yeah, so okay, I'd say it's gonna be hard to top Aladdin.
Of the terrible things you can call somebody, Aladdin isn't. It's kind of a compliment.
Oh boy. I don't know. I don't like it. I see where you're coming from. I see where you're like drawing where it's not entirely all negative. But I mean, Chris Brown meant it in a negative way.
Yeah. If you use a derogatory comment, the intention matters, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that young woman intended to
She was trying to get some money.
What was she? Was it money that she wanted?
Yeah, she wanted money.
Because sometimes people aren't clear about what they want.
She wanted a couple dollars, I assume, to feed her child in the back seat.
Mm.
But she was doing this by saying, do you know Chris Brown? And then we said, yeah, we know Chris Brown. And she was like, I fuck with Chris Brown. Which, like, she could be either friends with Chris Brown.
Right.
She could be having sexual relations with Chris Brown.
No, no, no. I fucks with it means, like, oh, I enjoy it.
I know. Yeah, okay. I know. Right. I know. But okay. It's a weird – I think she meant, like, she hangs out with Chris Brown.
Okay.
But because saying –
she was trying to build her credibility. She was trying to, like, baseline with us, like, get us, you know.
I hang out with Chris Brown, give me $2. It's not an effective.
I'm thinking, though, if I were in a different influence, I do think someone could start with Chris Brown, mm-hmm. and the interaction somehow ends with them having $2 of my dollars. Okay. I do think that that's a possibility.
Okay.
But broad daylight.
I know the scenario.
Can you? Yeah.
Do you know Chris Brown? Yes.
Yes. Yes. I know who he is.
I'm going to now perform a dance from a Chris Brown music video.
Yeah. Okay.
Like on a train or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or I'm going to, what was the Thanksgiving thing? The Thanksgiving song where it's the, I don't remember what the name of that right. meme was, but it was the church woman who was singing, and she started listing like green beans.
Green tomatoes.
Yeah. 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 But then that Chris Brown had that, that video that was him dancing in his giant house to the song.
Right. You name it. Yeah. I haven't seen this video, but, on the thumbnail, it looks pretty good.
It's just great. I mean, that song's amazing.
Oh boy.
That like remix.
I
feel
like if we say one more positive thing about this guy, we might have to scrap this episode.
Oh, Chris Brown. He's not a good person. He's definitely gotten in multiple. We know of at least one woman who he beat up, which was Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that he's gotten in multiple fights outside of record studios and clubs. And he's not a good person.
The beefs, man.
Just calm down, man. You're Chris Brown.
You can dance and do backflips on command.
You can sing.
Why are you so angry?
You can dance.
Why are you so angry?
But then he dyed his hair blonde. We've established when
blonde is like right when a brown person dyes their hair blonde is when they're grasping at straws mm-hmm. for identity.
Yeah.
And well, I'd say that that's a miss. Having dyed my hair blonde before, I was a very confused young man.
Yeah.
Really trying to take some good MySpace photos. Yeah. I think that was kind of just.
You did. You had that really bad haircut.
Oh, stop. That was not a bad haircut. Mm.
It kind of ruined your head for like a decade.
That was a lifestyle choice
yeah.
that I grew from that moment. That made me stronger.
You had that hair still when we did the music video for T-Rex.
For the Team 8 video.
Which you sent me a picture of, which we which we shot, what was that, 7, 8 years
it
ago?
Said 6 years ago.
Six, really?
I think it might have said 7. I don't know. Yeah.
And it was just a picture of you and I, you know, in the art gallery in Columbus.
Oh, in which I broke a photo. Noah, if you're listening to this, listen, man. I'm sorry I broke the ass picture. And I get
it's not. Let's be real specific. It wasn't an ass picture. It wasn't like a beautiful woman just kind of standing there. What was it, Brandon?
Seems like you remember a bit more vividly than I do. I just remember it being a picture of an asshole.
Yeah.
Wait, no, an ass crack.
No.
It was the asshole?
It was the hole.
Oh, yeah. It honestly just popped back into my memory.
We did a music video. We shot in an art gallery.
Yeah.
We were shooting until like midnight or something. We had it like for 4 or 6 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up the full Team Nate setup.
Yeah, all the lights.
We had guitars, lights.
We actually played, didn't we?
I made you guys play this song 20 times.
It made sense. You got the shots.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Performing. We set up, and it's a small space. It's a relatively small space, this gallery.
Yeah.
Everything's set up. It's called
83 Gallery, right?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, or Columbus, Ohio. 83 or something.
Gallery 83, maybe. I think you're right. Down on the High Street, maybe, or off High Street, of
course. Right next to Late Night Slice when they just had the truck.
When they had the truck. And they still called it Slut Sauce because now I think it's Freedom Sauce or something.
Like, oh,
they changed the name.
Oh, okay. But we had set up, we shot this music video. Everyone's jumping around. Alan broke a piano or keyboard or something.
It's not really, we're not really playing in that band. We weren't playing unless we really broke something.
Yeah.
And even in the music video shoot, we broke equipment.
And when I made you guys do it 20 times, it was inevitable.
I think it was the 19th time that we broke it was something.
It was the next to last or last time that it was the full band. Because I did singles of everybody. Takes.
Oh my gosh. You had a whole plan.
I did. And then, so we're packing up. It's midnight, 2 in the morning. It's late.
Yeah.
And you.
Yes, I know. Who I am.
Lay.
Basically a story with me at 2 a.m. Basically something bad is about to happen.
You lay a mic stand or a piano stand.
Yes, it was a piano
against
stand.
Against a photo, and fucking the photo idiot. Was of a close-up of a butthole. Close-up.
If I could have broken any other because
this was
art.
This was also, we walked into this gallery. We're looking around. We haven't even set up anything yet. We're just kind of looking around at the gallery, and that's the... this is the first thing we go to.
You can't have a gallery of some dilapidated barns and then the internal like rectum sphincter circle without like, well, we have to address that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in our space.
And so,
do we take it down?
No.
No, okay.
No.
I thought there could have been a thing where we might have taken it down for the video.
No, because we shot, the art was on the sides. We were shooting down the deep end. Yeah.
You'd never see it.
But of course, the one photo in this thing that we all had it addressed at some point.
Yeah. No, and we kind of kept coming back to
Of course we did, because it was funny. and then that's the one you lay a piano stand against.
Keyboard stand on it.
And then it fell, and then you broke the glass.
I broke the frame.
You broke the frame.
And which is like, wait, it's not like the art was damaged in any way.
No, not at all. So,
but like, I mean, it was that type of thing over there. Like, you do something that you have a behavior that just you wish didn't happen, but you can also exacerbate this situation.
Yeah.
And like when we had private conversations about it,
yeah,
dude, it was rough. I mean, like, I didn't pay him for like a week or so.
I feel like you didn't pay him for like 6 months.
It might have been 6 months. But you know, I mean, time is a flat circle.
Yeah.
So I mean, Noah, sorry that it took me so long to pay you for your asshole picture, but really, like,
the problem was, I feel like you should have gotten the picture.
That I should have received.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I knew I wasn't going to get it.
Yeah.
I knew that I was just paying for the frame
to be repaired.
But I feel like a frame was less than the amount that I ended up giving him.
Right.
But probably it was probably that compounded interest.
Right.
Of when you pay someone back that you owe money to.
Yeah.
There's like the guilt, the amount of time, you know, there's a formula.
Yeah.
It's kind of like tipping like 20% or something.
Right.
But at some point you have to go like a little bit above or below.
Yeah.
So, he got his asshole frame picture with interest. I bet he still has it. No one's going to buy that.
No one bought that.
No one buys a rectum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been an LA day so far.
Yeah. Yeah. We got harassed by Chris Brown's... I want to know...
Gangsta Boo.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, we got a milkshake.
A half-pound milkshake?
That's what it claimed.
Yeah.
It claimed it was half a pound, but I'm not so sure. It was a very small cup.
I just know that you're probably not going to go back. They were playing Catronato, though.
Yeah.
That was nice.
The place next door was. The coffee shop next door was.
I mean, they're in cahoots.
Well, maybe.
You can't have an ice cream shop next to, like, a... What would you even call it? Like, an L.A. fashion bag and t-shirt shop?
No, it was a coffee shop. It was called, it's got a weird name.
But you know what's interesting? I can't tell the difference between a coffee shop and a place that sells, four t-shirts and two pairs of shoes.
Yeah, for like $275 for shirts.
They also sell like a white boards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just white.
Yeah,
with a lowercase letter kind of oddly placed.
On the bottom, right.
On the bottom, right.
Yeah.
We're going to see a lot of that tonight.
You think?
Yeah, people love white t-shirts.
Oh.
Like white minimal t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's like in. I don't know if it's in right now, but it's definitely...
Is the oversized shirt coming back? Because when we were in high school, the oversized T-shirt was a thing. In fact, it was banned briefly at our high school because it was too it implied.
Yeah, the kids were too. They would put on long tee and they would become different people.
Yeah, it was gang paraphernalia.
Yeah,
is what our principal thought.
Oh, boy. Mr. Bland?
Yeah, Dwayne.
You should not have a name.
Dwayne.
As a principal, you should have, like, a right to just change your last name to something more powerful than it is.
Yeah.
Kids don't – they're not going to, like, fact check you.
No. No. I mean, maybe now. When we were in high school, probably it wasn't really a thing. Google was just coming out. Now you could probably –
A librarian had to teach you how to use Google.
Yeah.
So they taught you the Dewey Decimal System, and then they said, also, if you want to skip all this bullshit.
Do you think kids learn the Dewey Decimal System now?
Still?
Probably not.
It might be at the same time during cursive, where they say, like, this shit used to exist, and then they just, like, this emoji sometimes means eggplant.
No,
but a lot of times,
most of the time, if it is followed up by the three droplets of water, it doesn't mean eggplant.
Three droplets of water can completely change your conversation.
It really can.
An ill-placed three drops of water is.
Yeah. Yeah. If you just send somebody an eggplant, you're like, oh, is that what we're doing for dinner tonight? We're getting eggplant parm. But eggplant with three droplets of water, it's like, oh.
Oh, gosh, you're busy.
Yeah. Yeah. What are we doing tonight, Brandon?
We're going to Selection's sixth year
anniversary.
This is
which is almost as old as this show.
I was going to mention, why is this event so I'm definitely excited for it. I'm excited for any time that we go to see Selection.
Yeah.
I'm definitely excited for an anniversary show as well. Yeah. There's some prestige to that.
Well, they're going to do something different.
Yep.
Right? Like, if we go to a normal Selection show, there's going to be five DJs. They're each going to have, like, you know, 45-minute set or something. Yeah. And it's going to be a lot of Drake and a lot of, like, Hotline Bling dancing.
Oh, my gosh.
But this, it's an anniversary.
Yeah.
They changed their logo.
Yes.
To encompass the number six.
Yep.
And they have special clothing tonight that we can get from the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Which we might.
No, yes, I have it. Like, we don't even have to stop. I'm more prepared for today than I think I've been for most things.
And keep in mind, he forgot his headphones and mic stand.
I still feel prepared because at least I'm not the guy with. I gotta tell you how we're recording this show.
We're gonna open up the kimono.
We're gonna
a little bit.
Definitely pull it back. I use that phrase regularly.
Good.
Thank you for teaching it to me.
You're welcome.
So, listener, usually there's a normal audio setup for the way that Josh and I record our shows. There's microphones and audio interface and all that jazz. And then the normal setup is with a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
Either mine, either Josh's. It's kind of changed.
Yeah.
But Josh made a mistake
and
bought Rev 1, and you never buy Rev 1. I think you even told me that. But this young man couldn't wait, had to get the Touch Bar MacBook Pro.
I needed a new computer.
Yes. I will say the timing did work out for
Yes. it. Yes.
But then he dropped it in a puddle.
I didn't drop it in a puddle. I forgot the charger.
See, that's the thing. You forgot the charger doesn't equate to – I feel like there's still some movement in between that.
No.
You forgot the charger and then the computer stopped working?
I was in my office. The computer was on the desk.
Yeah.
It was 4 o'clock.
Normal place for a computer.
Yes. It was 4
o'clock. Top of the desk, right?
Top of the desk.
Okay.
It was 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I couldn't leave at any point in time. I wasn't like on the clock. I was just there.
Yeah.
Office
is a cool place to hang out.
Yeah. Why not?
Have a coffee or
something. Yeah. There's a nice little cafe downstairs. Mm-hmm. You walk through the halls. There's beautiful people.
It is Los Angeles.
And it was on my desk. It's 4 o'clock. I notice in the bar, it's red.
Uh-huh.
It's going to die soon.
Yeah, the battery's it's letting you know.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I can leave. So I shut it. And then I pack it up and go home.
This all sounds very ordinary.
And then when I come home,
sounds like a regular day.
I have a special setup in my house where I've got a couple monitors and standing desk and all that stuff.
Josh works from home sometimes.
I work from home.
So he makes it comfortable.
Yeah, I made it comfortable. And so I pull out the laptop. I put it on the stand, my Rain stand.
Where it goes.
I plug in the two monitors.
Pop, pop.
And then I open the screen.
You know.
And nothing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nothing.
No, nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Doesn't turn
That's
on.
The
doesn't
worst.
Do anything. The little charging icon doesn't come up.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Black mirror.
Yeah. 2 hours later.
I'm proud of myself.
It still doesn't. Nothing. Like, there were two times I texted you both of them.
I was definitely going with you through this experience.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
I was plugging it in and out of like different chargers, different wall outlets.
Oh, yeah. Because you got into the desperate mode. Like, well, maybe it's my wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's the charger. Maybe it's the cable.
Maybe I need to move.
Yeah.
I have this apartment.
Four different USB-C cables. There's four ports. I have two chargers and two monitors that charge it. So I'm trying everything.
Mm.
And I plug it in one time and it turns on.
Yeah.
The Apple logo comes up.
Mm.
The bar loads.
Yeah.
It brings up the login screen.
You're all like, hey, I'm back.
I'm back. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I hit my name. I type in my password. It starts to boot.
Yeah.
It turns off. And then doesn't turn on again for another 2 hours.
Oof.
At this point, I've already gone to the office.
I'm working out of my office
at like 7 o'clock at night. I had already left.
Los Angeles traffic at
through
7.
Hollywood. My office is in Hollywood.
Asshole, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like that picture.
Yeah.
just from...
and then it did it again at like 10 o'clock at night. It popped back up.
Yep.
And then did the exact same thing. The next morning, I go into the office because I have work to do. I plug it into the charger at work, just hoping it does something. It does the exact same thing. I immediately plug it into the charger. I immediately plug it into the computer, and the computer boots up. I'm like, oh my God, is it going to boot?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But you had already been let down. Like
I've already been let down twice. I already knew this was going to happen.
Yeah,
so then I end up just booking a Apple Genius Bar appointment. Yep. I walk in. I put it down. Guy walks up and goes, hey, what's wrong? And I tell him. He uses their charger, and he hits the button a bunch of times. I think he got a little frustrated because he's like, this should work.
The power button?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. One little quick aside about this Apple Genius word. What? Don't use Genius word. Maybe technician.
I feel like I am equally as qualified as all of them.
Yeah, because it definitely does like a power dynamic. Like, hey, so welcome to the Genius Bar where I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
Oh, your computer's broken? Well, let me try.
And keep in mind, when he was like, hey, what's wrong? I said it doesn't seem to be charging.
Yeah, there's a boot issue.
There's an issue here. I reset the SMC multiple times. And like, I think that should have been enough for him to say, cool. Let's just go ahead and get this rolling.
but
instead,
no.
instead he was like, hold on, let me go grab a charger. Plugged it in, nothing.
Yep.
And I'm like, I know. I have four chargers.
But, sir?
Yeah. And then I don't know if I told you this part of the story.
Maybe not.
But so we start setting up the repair, replace thing where they're going to either send it to Texas to fix it or they replace it if they can't fix it.
Yep.
He's going through the whole thing and he goes in the back to start the paperwork and he comes back out and he says, hey man, I think I can trade this in now. And I think I can just replace it now. And I go, awesome. So
Do
he goes
that.
In the back and he's gone for like 5 minutes.
Yep.
And this is, I'm just kind of waiting there.
Yeah.
Just beautiful people everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm in love 40 times.
The Apple Store has definitely got a cafe-esque.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very intentional.
Yeah. And then he comes back out and he's like, I'm going to swap this out for you right now. I go, awesome. You've got all the upgrades and stuff?
Yeah. Right.
And he was like, yeah, it's like the stock model that we carry. I go, but I upgraded like the video and all that stuff. And he was like, hold on, let me go look again. And then 5 minutes.
It's like some fucking genius.
Yeah. Five minutes later, he comes back out and he's like, sorry, man.
Like, no dice. Not today.
I got to put the paperwork in. It's going to be a couple weeks.
Couple weeks?
It's going to be like 2 weeks. probably, you know,
they better,
this,
like,
was Thursday. It's,
throw in some candy or something. I mean, that sucks.
It's probably going to be a brand new computer, so I might get a new charger. So I might get a third charger that I will always take with me.
Yeah, right. Like, never let it power down. Because I can't even stand the thing when your battery goes all the way down and you have to wait that period before it'll even, you know, come back on. I can only imagine just kind of sitting there with a brand new computer. I mean, your computer is 2 months old.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, I haven't done enough wrong things for this to be my situation.
Yeah, I haven't done anything wrong.
And I'm just over there kind of like, you know, deciding on like which emoji is going to like either make you feel better or like, you know, kind of offer to back you up in the Apple store. Like,
yeah,
you got to go in the Apple store with like a friend and like just have that hugs. Yeah,
hugs. But then you sent me like eggplant emoji and it just sat there for a minute. But then like the three dots were going. I was like, oh, is he typing up something? And then it was three drops. I was like, oh.
Wouldn't you say that I know you? Wouldn't you say that?
So I guess you were saying about our setup now.
So we're in the middle of this. Josh's computer has it's going to take a vacation over to Texas. Dirt nap. It's never coming back.
Yeah, I know.
And right now, the microphones are the same. Got a boom mic. But the computer interface.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We have a Mac Pro, and the display is, would you say that it's AirPlay? What's this relationship?
It's plugged in and it's using Duet.
So we are using an iPad.
iPad Air 2. It's 4 years old.
As a monitor.
Yeah.
There's no traditional monitor in this space right now. We're definitely going to take a picture of it and you'll see it.
Yeah.
But it's actually, honestly, it's kind of a feat that we're able to still record this show without our primary... I mean, yeah, the Mac Pro is like definitely a computer capable of doing this.
Yeah, it's a beast.
But there's no monitor in here.
Yeah, there's no monitor.
iPad only.
I don't have a monitor that plugs into this Mac Pro.
Actually, I feel a little like there's less distraction. No, not distraction, but you know, it's not a big glowing.
Yeah, I can't really do anything either.
That's also true.
Because there's an iPad. But I can use my Mac Pro right now is a touchscreen Mac Pro. I can maneuver around Logic right now.
I almost prefer, it's not like I prefer this, but this is
it's cute.
Smaller.
It is smaller.
It's smaller.
Minus the fact this is like, there's like a fully upgraded Mac Pro.
The tin can trash can does kind of add to the footprint.
Yeah, it's kind of absurd.
But I mean, I might even, with the inputs available to the Mac Pro and your iPad, like, you could use this as a little production area. Like, you could take this and with a briefcase and set up shop.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be working. This is going to be my setup tomorrow when I'm working. This is going to be weird. There's like a, I don't even know, like what, 10 and a half inch iPad.
I was going to mention the size of the screen. Like, you're an editor.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no dual screen action going on.
My home office is 221 inch 4K monitors.
Beautiful 4K monitors.
And now I'm working.
We had a long debate about you either getting two monitors or one larger one.
Yeah. And you were in team one.
I was team in 5K. Team one, and then you won me over, which is
And that really, I could have bought them 6 weeks earlier, but all I wanted to do was for you to just admit the 4K was the better idea, because I just needed somebody to confirm.
I do like that I have the ability to delay things for you.
Yeah.
But I'm impressed with the setup. You pulled it out, and we're over here watching our waveforms on this beautiful Retina screen display. It's honestly quite nice.
Yeah, it's working out well. I don't see any issues. We're 30 minutes into the show.
30 minutes
in. We know
in,
this because of the iPad.
Feeling good?
This is, I mean, technology, man.
How are you feeling? It's a new year, new technologies.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything's – I've stopped looking forward to things because I'm enjoying everything. I FaceTimed with a friend in Spain on the train down to Los Angeles today.
That's kind of crazy.
Connected to the train's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
With the $30 ticket.
As you're going like 100 miles an hour or whatever.
I'm zooming. I've got an ocean. It's what is there to look forward to? There, like, does this have, like, VR?
Yeah. You can put a giant headset on.
Have you put any of those on yet?
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Worth it?
They're like $400.
Once they're like, what, $100? Is that? Where's the price point?
Oh, when they come free in bags or something.
When it's a swag bag?
Yeah, when it's like a swag bag item. Here's an Oculus.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to get invited to anything that's going to get me an Oculus. You know,
I'm more likely
going to Katie's birthday. Like, she's probably not going to give me an Oculus.
Yeah, I'm going to try to work a virtual reality job where somebody gives me an Oculus for free so that I can work.
So you're going to do work in the virtual world, to earn the
real world money.
I'm so afraid of that.
Hey, man, I used to play The Sims. I get it.
I think The Sims is such a we're doing both The Sims and The Jetsons at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good. I mean, like, I haven't seen any, like, I don't think pool deaths are up.
Pool? Like water?
Like a water pool?
Like a swimming pool?
Like a swimming pool? Yeah. Because a lot of people would say, "You want to come over and play The Sims," which was code for, let's put in the money cheat code, build a big ass pool.
Rosebud? Rosebud was the
Rosebud.
Yeah.
And then you would, you know, the Sim would jump into the pool, and then asshole friend of yours would sell the ladder to get out.
Yeah. And my
Sim would just drown.
Yeah. My maneuver was a 1x1 room. I'd have them walk into the room.
Yeah.
I'd delete the door.
Oh my gosh.
There's no window.
Yeah.
There's no wallpaper in this room. It's just a.
It's them and their puddle of piss.
Oh yeah. And then they
die.
Because
they can't.
Yeah. And then they die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked that game a lot because my house got burgled and there was like a lot of real anxiety about it. Like super real. Like I was sweating.
Yeah.
Because they give you a little preview. They show you this little. What's that bandit from McDonald's?
The Hamburglar?
Yeah, the Hamburglar. They show you this guy who pretty much looks like the Hamburglar.
Yeah, he does.
And like this picture-in-picture thing.
Yeah.
Just like kind of pops up and you're like, who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that friendly guy?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, this music is weird.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, he's going to steal my stuff.
Yeah.
And you're trying to wake your Sim up and your Sim isn't listening to you.
He's sleeping.
That's scary stuff, man.
It's like real life.
Exactly. People are going to come in your house, steal your stuff.
Yeah.
Got to be careful out there.
Yeah. That's why I've got a canary. Look at him.
That's right. You definitely. Looking at me. You have a gadgety house.
I do, because I live alone. I can have the fully automated bachelor house where like the lights. I have to if I want the lights on, I have to say something.
Oh, you do the voice light control.
Yeah, because I could do the Hey Siri.
Yeah.
Did anything hear me?
No.
Hey Siri. Hey Siri.
Oh, this is perfect.
Turn on the living room lights. And then what's that? Oh, see, I keep talking.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta, let's,
yeah, no, I screwed that up. I kept talking.
What's your Siri call you?
Josh.
Oh, really? Hey Siri, what's my name?
You're Brandon, but you asked me to call you Big B.
You like that, don't you?
That's funny because mine also popped up saying you're Joshua, but since we're friends, I get to call you Josh.
Oh!
But because my phone's on Do Not Disturb and
gotcha,
it didn't make a sound.
Did your Siri respond to my voice though?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because we
sound the same?
I don't think we sound the same, but I think we have a similar characteristics.
Yeah, we were probably in the same frequency.
Yeah. If we were to rap on a song, people might not know when my verse ended.
Oh, right. It's like Tokyo and Justin Bieber.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Hey, JB might be around tonight.
No.
Tokyo fucks a selection crew.
Yeah, but Justin Bieber's not going to be there.
Why not? Skrillex was at Chance's show.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does it?
No, but like.
Thank you. Thank you for taking. Thank you for immediately taking that back.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there? 6 years.
Who? Like, I don't know.
He's like Beats One dude now, so Dre
might be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of.
Got to get backstage.
Well,
I'm going to be working angles.
You're going to be working it. We're going to be in the balcony.
Oh,
We're in the balcony at the back.
You always buy the best seats.
Hey, they're general admission balcony, so all the seats are our seats.
Yes, true that. This is all of ours.
Yeah.
Are we going to buy a shirt at the very beginning or at the end?
I know.
Because if you buy it at the beginning, it's easy to get through the line, but then you have to carry it all night.
I think I got a plan.
If you buy it at the end, the line's super long.
Yeah. So here's what we do.
Okay.
We go in.
Okay.
We buy the merch.
Uh-huh.
And we coat check the merch.
I don't think you could do that.
Why not? What's the difference between this shirt?
I don't think the Nova by Microsoft has a coat check.
It's like a premier.
Are you sponsored by Microsoft? It's like the premier venue in LA.
Listen, okay, like, okay, one, Los Angeles.
Yes.
Loves to be bougie about bullshit.
You and I have been to what was formerly known as Club Nokia. We saw D'Angelo there.
Yes, we did.
Now, do you remember the bathrooms?
Sup, Lauren. That was a cool show.
Yeah. Do you remember the bathrooms?
Yep.
There is a man there Skittles and cigarettes.
Now, this is exactly where I was going.
Okay. Well, we're going to hand our clothes to the man in the bathroom?
Okay. No. But I like how you skipped. There's definitely three steps here, and you skipped step two.
There's not a coat check.
Any place that has a man selling Skittles in the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you can buy condoms and Skittles.
I don't think you can buy condoms.
Yes, you can. If there's a man selling Skittles, he's also selling condoms.
Lucy condoms.
Lucy. I would like three cigarettes, one of those Trojan ecstasies,
and let me get some Skittles.
A handful of Skittles. And I'm going to go coat check this fucking t-shirt. That is exactly what I'm doing tonight.
Okay, well, I want you to try to coat check the t-shirt. I'm going to just, I guess, carry it.
I'm going to coat check your t-shirt, too.
All right, well, I'm probably just going to wear it.
There. Can't buy the shirt and wear it there. Don't do that to me.
Don't
do that to us.
When we saw Kanye.
When we did.
In October.
Yes.
Everyone was wearing their Kanye attire. It was the only time that's ever. There is a Kanye episode that exists that will never be released because we recorded it in my car in a Zoom recorder that was in a cup holder.
I wish you could listen to that up. Man, we covered it all.
Yeah. And it's pretty much the sound of a bouncing microphone, car sounds. You and I kind of audible, and friend of the podcast, Patrick, not audible.
Yeah.
I did not do a great job prepping.
You ever listen to a car just driving?
Yeah.
Tires just on the.
Yeah.
That sound.
Yeah. But
it's that ever, sound for an hour.
But like, get closer to the ground.
If you ever just held a microphone close to the wheels,
yeah.
The wheel well,
yeah,
put one in there.
That's what this show sounds like. Man. But when we saw Kanye, everyone was wearing their St. Pablo clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even like I got clothes from a previous Kanye tour.
There were no old Kanye shirts.
It wasn't because like this is the Yeezus tour or the right. College Dropout tour.
Right.
These were actively sold at the merch station,
right.
Kanye clothes, St. Right. Pablo.
What do you think they were wearing before then?
I think they prepped. I think they were like, I'm going to buy a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wear a tank top. And then it's cold.
Yep.
But I'm going to roll in anyway.
Yes.
Wait in line.
Yes.
Get screamed at by the DJ that's outside the Forum Theater.
Jeez.
And then get through security. Wait in a 20-minute line,
yeah,
and then buy a sweater and then put it on.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like a plan.
And at least 35% of that audience did that.
Yeah,
because there were a lot of Kanye clothes.
I've definitely, when I talked about seeing Kanye,
yeah,
that was a big point that I made was the merchandise model.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this is a damn amusement park.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like going to Disney World and everyone's got Mickey ears on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think there's going to be a lot of selection six-year shirts worn tonight.
You know what? That actually does check out. So then what are we going to do?
Well, I mean, I'm wearing my worldwide shirt right
yes,
now.
Yes, absolutely. And I beats, thought about it.
Beats one.
I thought about it, and I decided that I was
going to... You don't want to match? Because you knew I was going to wear mine.
I did not know. I had a thought. Like, what are we? What am I going to wear today? Uh-huh. Do I dare, you know... I didn't know you're going to wear it, but I did think about it.
Yeah.
And it's not like I didn't want to match you. Yeah. But I don't do that. I don't wear the show shirt to the show.
Yeah, but this is like, I don't know.
I get it.
It's the anniversary show, so you got
to
like.
I know. It feels very close to my heart.
Yeah.
But I ain't trying to fanboy so hard.
I don't care. You guys hear that refrigerator in the background? Hey. You guys want to know what's in the refrigerator? Ketchup. Just ketchup.
Like we said, Josh is in a single single household.
Yeah. Until my canary and Sonos can get me eggs. I ain't got no eggs.
Amazon drone.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Can you say like Siri, order me some eggs?
I cannot.
Not this year. Maybe that's coming this year.
Yeah. Siri, Postmates me some Jenny's ice cream from around the corner.
I think it's gonna be problematic when the robots can do so much for you and you get an inebriated state.
Oh man.
I mean, because I've been known to do some wild things, and I can only imagine if I, like, Siri, order an Uber. Okay, man, like, let's go to fucking
Vegas.
Vegas. Just, like, wake up on the way to Vegas, like, sir, yeah. Where are we?
Yeah, you're, like, in the middle of Barstow, waiting in the Uber line of cars that are, like, drunken people going to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, will Ubers be driverless this year?
No.
No?
I don't think...
I think it's coming soon. I think it's sooner than you think.
I think technologically it will be possible, but I think there's going to be certain parties in charge that are not going to be cool with it.
Like administration-wise?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like government-wise?
Yeah. I feel like President Trump ain't going to like automated cars.
He's going to have the first one.
Nah.
Air Force Cadillac.
No, that's what Obama should have had.
Damn it.
It's where the seat's all the way back.
Yeah.
And he's just driving with the palms.
So you know how...
I think I just stole a Cedric the Entertainer bit. I'm like 90% sure that was Cedric the Entertainer from the Kings of Comedy.
You just had two very black moments.
Yeah.
Sequentially.
Yeah. And I've been watching the New Edition story, so I've got a lot of black things happening.
Josh, I feel like this is going to be your blackest year yet.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to double down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's all right, man. I can embrace that.
The New Edition story is incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Let's go into it. Impress me. Show me what's going on.
So do you remember...
I want you to start from the beginning.
Do you remember in the 90s when the Jackson story came out?
About the Jackson family.
Yeah. It's pretty much 2 hours of Joe Jackson beating his kids. Yeah. And then
Passion of the Christ.
And then 45 minutes of people of the four older Jacksons having sex with women while Michael hides underneath blankets.
Jesus.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the thing is, like, you rarely encounter it kind of said so point blank like that. But you're like, yeah, that's not going to result in, like, a balanced person.
No, no, this is a guy who's going to get a monkey and, like, have giraffes in his house. Like, that's what's going to happen. But so you remember the Jackson story or whatever it was called. Mm-hmm. So the New Edition story is basically that. Only about New Edition, which I didn't know New Edition had a story worth telling.
Yes, indeed. And you apparently think it is worth telling.
Oh, it's definitely worth telling.
Okay.
Especially when you could do a 4-minute musical number when they're recording Can You Stand the Rain? And Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, the actors of portraying them, are in the studio. And behind this, and it's, I almost cried.
Really?
I almost cried.
I mean, was it?
It was great.
Moving or like?
They just had been going through a lot. You know, the band, Johnny Gill just joined the band. Bobby's gone doing his thing. Mm-hmm. And they had this moment where Johnny and Ralph were like kind of fighting for lead. But then they're doing Can You Stand the Rain? And they're on either ends of the line as like they're looking
at
each other.
Holy shit. Even just the way that you're telling this story is goosebumping me right now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I need to. Okay. Yeah. Where is it?
It's HBO? It's on BET.
BET. this is. Oh my gosh! Wipe the sweat off, my man. My man is talking about BET in the year of 2017. Black Jesus, save us! I love you so much. No one has even said BET to me in.
Come on! Are you not on Black Twitter?
I stay Black Twitter. I deviate for development only, which is mostly white people.
Right. I deviate. It's like it's a little bit of like development people.
Yeah.
Like some movie people,
programming stuff.
Yeah. Some movie people.
Right.
A lot of journalists. Black Twitter.
It's the
best part of Twitter. It's like Vine was only good when it was Black Vine. I don't think that was a thing. I think Vine was just black folks. So
actually, so we talked about this. We talked about this earlier this week about WorldStar.
Yeah.
Kind of like
because the founder of WorldStar passed away.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. He was like 43 or something.
I really just I don't wish for this, but there would be just this delicious irony if it was like a WorldStar situation that he met his
he died and there's like a guy like filming and going WorldStar.
Oh jeez, but you know the world isn't fair like that.
No,
they don't give us those nightly packaged.
No.
But yeah, what we talked about was, you know, whether or not we felt comfortable about it, but like, was it exploitive or not?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Who is WorldStar for? And is it okay that it gets kind of.
A lot of people were commenting that this dude was exploiting
black
stereotypes. Yeah. Not even black culture, but black stereotypes of being like, you know, fighting, being kind of hood.
Yeah,
which is every WorldStar video is just like dude on a street fighting, you know, black woman with her weave gets pulled off and by a dude, and she's like slaps her.
There's like rims.
Yeah,
in the shot.
Yeah. In the clearly. Background, there's like spinners going. they've been parked for an hour, but those spinners still spinning.
It's like, is this WorldStar or a Nelly music video? There's definitely no way to tell.
No.
Where did we land? I don't like.
Well, I asked you what you thought.
Yeah.
If A, you thought WorldStar was exploitive, and B, if you thought is WorldStar a FUBU thing?
Right.
Where if you're a white dude on WorldStar who's or not on WorldStar, but like watching the videos and like laughing at them,
mm-hmm.
do you respond with like, hey, that ain't for you. You ain't supposed to. Like, this is for us.
Right. Yes.
To laugh at.
These
things.
I'm still conflicted on it because there's definitely something. There's something funny about man and woman. Man as the human race,
yeah.
At its most desperate and depraved, uh-huh. I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like when you have a situation in a fast food restaurant and things have escalated so far.
Yeah.
That there's now a chant. There's this is now WorldStar.
Yeah.
Like in Atlanta when they're about to have the thing.
In the background, it's like, this is going on WorldStar.
Yeah. And Donald Glover's character says like, we're not that. Don't do that to us. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of how I feel about it. It's like,
yeah.
If there was WorldStar happening in front of me, I would be not happy.
No, I would be terrified.
But for some reason, you put the screen between us.
It's
give
funny.
Give me about 6 seconds of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the crying emoji. Just like, and the, like three crying emojis and then the skull and crossbones.
Oh, yeah.
Or laugh, dead.
Or it's the like the praise hands.
Oh, the praise. My most recently used screen is evolving this year. It's definitely a lot of pray hands, a lot of waves.
Yeah.
A lot of the thinking face.
Oh.
But I don't have the new ones. Are you all the way upgraded?
Of course.
So what am I missing out on? What are the new ones? Because I just have like little squares with question marks, and I'm like, I'm missing.
Oh, I don't know. Stuff, I mean, there's like middle finger. That's a good one.
Great.
That's a good one. Okay. I mean,
did we need a middle finger?
No, we didn't need it, but we got it. So we'll use it.
Mm. Super.
It's like eggplant emoji middle finger, and you're like, what's that mean?
Did we get any new things like Love Hospital? Are there any more?
I think there's new ones, but I don't remember what they are because I only use Black Power Fist. That's the only emoji I use. I think there's been at least a dozen occasions where you and I are not having a conversation, but I just randomly text you three Black Power Fists.
Now, I don't respond to these because I feel like I don't need to.
There's no response.
But I'm definitely like, yeah. Especially if it's the first thing in the morning. Three Black Power Fists from Josh Cole around 8:30.
Yeah.
That will start your fucking day.
Yeah.
And be jealous, listener. That's what I get.
Yeah, that's what you get. Yeah, World Star, man.
World Star. I think tonight will probably be like a little anti-World Star.
Oh, it's if there is an anti-World Star, it might be Soldier.
It's like
positive. There's not going to be any fights. Everyone's going to be like chilling.
Yeah.
Like Joe Kay's going to soft talk for the whole show.
Oh, my God. His daughter's probably going to be there. She's probably going to be spinning.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's spinning tonight.
She's going to be adorable. Oh, she's going to kill it. She's going to play so much Stevie Wonder.
Yep. That's all she cares about.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Stevie Wonder.
I feel like, where are you right now? Where is your like art intake? You're like, it's not that you're definitely getting into some things that are, I don't know, BET type.
Like, oh, well, yeah, because I'm listening to the New Edition and Stevie Wonder.
I'm just wondering, like, what's, where do you think we are?
Well, you know, in Trump's America, I need to...
Are you just like anchoring down?
I need to pick a side. And I'm like, I'm picking the side that Stevie Wonder and the New Edition story.
I feel you. What do you, what's going on with Stevie Wonder? Like, what are you?
I don't know. I think earlier this week I decided that I didn't know enough
about him.
Well, I was listening to too much of the same stuff. My heavy rotation in Apple Music is like the same six records. And I think I just like, all right, I gotta do something new. So I just did a little roulette where it's just kind of, I close my eyes, I use the scroll, and I just kind of go up and down a bunch of times and let it like land on something.
You are saying this like it is normal. You are saying this like anyone else in the world.
Everyone does this. All right, so here's what I do. All right, so I go in the album artist mode in iTunes.
Yeah.
I often do this on the phone as well.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, I want something new. So I'm
gonna do this as you explain it.
I grab the screen. I start at the top.
Yep.
I just kind of like whip it. I just whip it up so it just scrolls randomly.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of do it a couple times and just let it bounce around until it lands on something. And then I kind of give myself the padding of touching the middle of the screen, going all the way up to the top. So you get like four more artists below where you stopped. You go all the way down to the bottom, you get four more artists above where you stopped.
Okay.
So you get like a plus or minus padding.
I see what
you mean. And when I did this, it landed on Stevie Wonder.
And you're like, okay.
And I was like, yeah, let's listen to some Inner Visions. And that's pretty much all I've been listening to all week.
So yeah, you did mention that earlier this week. You were like, have you done this album?
Yeah.
Do you know this?
Yeah.
And I have to admit that I don't.
Yeah. But it's... I don't think people are really talking about how good Stevie Wonder is.
I do think that there is a devoted fan base of people that like, hey, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like not a cult, maybe a cult following, but you know, it's like there's a sect of people.
Yeah.
There's a Reddit where you can go, Josh, and be,
I'm sure,
fly your Wonder flag.
Yeah. I think what was in doing some Wonder research.
Yes, that's what we will call it.
I think my assumption, and I think a lot of people's assumption, that Stevie Wonder is not that different from Ray Charles. Like, he was just the blind pianist.
Uh-huh.
But, like, Stevie Wonder is playing drums on most of those tracks. He's playing piano, clavinet, harmonica, singing, background, lead.
Yep.
Like, there were songs on Inner Visions where there's no other artists.
Like, I did not know that.
No, like, drums, every part, and, like... It's good. It's like really good. Obviously, it's Stevie Wonder. But like, I didn't realize how, like, musically, like when it was like, I thought D'Angelo was the dude who did that, like played bass and drums and all this stuff. I was like, oh no, he stole that from Stevie or like Prince.
I was kind of like Prince is the same way.
Yeah,
I think that there's definitely. I'm learning now when there's a singular name,
uh-huh.
it doesn't always mean that there was a team of people behind mm-hmm. it. And it is surprising to find out, like, some of the really, really big names. Mm-hmm. It was them and their engineer.
Yeah.
Who put out that recent – there's a recent Prince video that talks about his process, his engineer. I think it was an article I just read, actually.
Interesting.
And it's incredible. His audio engineer, mm-hmm. she was telling a story about how she got to work with him. Mm-hmm. And basically he would control their entire day,
yeah.
start to finish, and he would record everything.
Yeah.
And he would do finger drumming for his drum machines.
Yeah.
That kind of blows my mind because he's got a very electric sound, or, you know, people personify the 80s with him.
Right.
And 80s is a time of drum machines.
Yeah.
Which is in my mind, a gridded pattern yeah. is playing from a computer. No.
Yeah.
He tracked it. He tracked it with his fingers. Like, yeah. why do you? But I mean, it sounds.
It's also Prince.
It's also Prince, and it's also why he fucks up my DJ sets every time, because you cannot beat grid that shit, and I'm not good enough to beat juggle without the guards up, without the what are those in bowling? Guardrails?
Oh, yeah.
When you're eight or 28. No, I'm a good bowler. I'm brown.
Is that a thing?
Brown people bowling. I think in the Midwest it is.
I mean, my cousin bowl. I think he's bowled 200-300s.
Yeah. I've never bowled a 300, but I have gotten really close.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. When I was
is this like playing the bass? Like people like black clubs just pick it up?
I do have a bowling ball with my name etched in it at home. I'm glad to tell you. I feel like you're still getting to know me, which is amazing after 20 years. I have a bowling ball that is my own. I've definitely almost bowled some 300s.
Do you have a glove? Do you use a glove? Do you have extra?
I had a brace.
Okay,
so not a glove, but a brace. And what it was my brother was an awesome. Athlete.
So close to the palace too.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
yeah,
brother had after school curriculars,
the cross country and stuff
in high school. Yeah. But in middle school, you can be on the soccer team and stuff, but it's just very much less involved.
Yeah.
So mom needed me to not be like chatting on AOL chat rooms as soon as I got home.
Yeah.
So we went to the palace around the corner, signed up for an after-school special.
Right.
Two slices of pizza, Surge, and two games of bowling.
Wow. And was it like a league thing, or like mom and son?
No, it's a league. Okay. So a bunch of kids would be on teams, and they would kind of play each other.
Okay.
I learned a lot of power dynamics during that group. I feel like parents make kids do things so that they can understand what it is to interact in the world.
Yeah.
Without supervision. So
that's like K through eight.
Yeah. But like this, but it's not school.
Yeah. I know.
So
yeah.
Something is either school or it's not school. That's like the two frame, two modes.
Yeah. School or not school. Yeah.
And then you throw this third thing into the mix. What's this? And you're like, this is a hobby. This is what you do when whatever you're doing most of the day sucks.
Yeah. Like, so this is how you have fun.
Throw this really heavy ball at those pins that are very far away.
Yeah.
And if you keep doing it for long enough, you'll eventually be able to drink here. And that's when it's really fun.
Yeah. I had no idea.
I'm glad I got to share that with
you. Now we should go bowling.
We should. Bowling is that thing that like you say, and if everyone hasn't done it for about a year,
you
get real. Oh my! I forgot about.
Yeah, I forgot that bowling was a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or putt putt golf.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't sound as excited about that.
I went to Magic Mountain.
That means something entirely different in California.
It does. It really does.
I get tickled by it because people would say it, and I kept thinking, like, why does everyone who's an adult trying to go to this go-kart spot?
Why is everyone trying to play laser tag in the basement?
Was it a basement?
It was in the basement of Magic Mountain.
Down, yeah,
the one in Polaris was, yes. You would go down. Yeah.
That was a good one. Oh, yeah. Polaris.
Yeah, the windmill. You'd have the windmill. You had two mini golf courses.
Two mini golf courses, a go-kart course.
Yeah, which I never did. I never did the go-kart course.
Was it a size-related thing? What do you mean?
Probably, or you I just wanted to play laser tag. I think it was really I just wanted to play laser tag, which I did. I did recently, very recently.
You played laser tag recently?
Within the last 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a friend's birthday party.
Perfect.
And he wanted to play laser tag.
Yep.
And so his special lady.
Did he also get a Pikachu cake?
No, I don't know what the cake was. I don't know if there was a cake.
Yeah. There was a pie.
Oh, there was a cake. There was a peanut butter cake. It was like Reese's pieces.
I'm back in.
Yeah.
I was out. I remember first. Now I'm back in.
Yeah, there was a cake at the bar. They like had to have the cake there at the bar before because they didn't arrive with the cake. They went to the bar at like 4 in the afternoon. Like, hey, we're going to drop this cake off here. Put it in the fridge. We'll grab it at like 9 when we're back. And the bar was cool with it. I guess that's a thing.
That sounds reasonable.
But we played laser tag. I think we played one match. And it was.
I feel like one match is very underwhelming.
So I don't remember this being the way the laser tag was. I remember it being just a room with some walls, and then you just shoot at each other.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Things to hide behind and like kind of like little circles or little things to shoot through.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what this was there was three. There were three teams.
Weird. So, it's already weird.
Yeah, it's already weird. So there were 10 30 plus year old or 29 because I'm 29. Yep. I was the young one.
Hey,
I was
80, the youngest 87.
One. Yeah.
This is our year.
This is our year where we get to the big 3-0. You're way more excited than anyone I've ever known.
It's a good I think it's because people dread it so much.
Right. I'm
and
excited.
I take pleasure in
dread
liking things that people don't like. You know, it's the whole counterculture bullshit.
Yeah. So there's three teams. One team is the birthday party.
Yep.
So there's 10 of us or so, 10 or 11 of us.
Okay.
30-plus people, 30-plus-year-old people.
Yeah.
And then the other two teams were 9 to 14. They were half our age.
Oh, my God.
Or almost like a third
almost
our age. And so there were three teams. We each had a color. And then we had there were these sensor things. We each had our own base.
Yeah. Okay.
And there was like sensor things that you would shoot at to try to destroy their base.
Oh.
But you would also shoot at each other.
Okay, good. Okay.
But you would – there were also
but
like –
there's like a point.
Thing yeah. There is enough. Like a – there is a – there was a goal.
Yes.
And
an objective.
Yeah, there was an objective. And so we're playing laser tag, and it's like a 15-minute match.
Yeah.
About 3 minutes into it, I immediately started getting really scared because there were 12-year-olds who were like brutal. There was no running. There was no hitting or anything.
Yeah.
But you would just – like you would start looking like back.
Uh-huh.
There were like kids high – like 9-year-olds, like in tiny little balls, behind corners, just like shooting up at you.
They had like been there before.
I saw two kids who were doing SWAT tactics. Like they were back to back moving through this space.
Yes.
Like they would get to a corner.
Yes.
One guy would tap the other guy and he'd roll through.
Oh,
and then the other one would like follow.
So cool.
So cool.
I can't get my friends to go to lunch. So like, that must be a level of commitment.
Yeah.
That must feel so good.
Yeah. But by the end of it, I think we were all – I think that's the reason we only did one match.
Because you were like, yeah.
We lost badly. But also we were all like, I'm scared of these 12-year-olds.
Because then they might start talking shit and you can't you wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah.
No one's ego at 30 can handle a 12-year-old's bravery.
Yeah.
Just to say anything to you.
Yeah. But also – they were scary because you're in a dark room.
Yeah.
You start looking at you start looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
And there's like, you turn a corner and then there's like 5 12-year-olds there.
Yeah.
All just pointing guns at you.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I'm not signing up for this.
Yeah, it's yeah, it's like we should have went bowling.
Want to go?
There's 12-year-olds there, but exactly. They're not scaring.
We can go to cosmic bowling. You know, it's the same, what is it, black light effects as laser tag.
Yeah.
Mostly the same music.
Like, definitely the same music. Definitely the same children, but they're not, like, staring at us. What is it, black? What's Siri talking about? What black stuff Siri talking about?
That's not
she
even...
on World Star?
I'm thinking of a world star moment in a laser tags setting. It starts to get too real.
Oh, it just starts to get too real, and then just like fight breaks out.
Yeah.
You're on the other side of the arena, and you hear world star, and you just like sprint over with your phone.
That's how the laser tag match should start. It should someone should say yell world star, and then the Mortal Kombat theme plays. Because that was the world that I remember the laser tag music being the Mortal Kombat theme.
Oh, wow. It wasn't that, but it was. Oh,
yeah.
I
remember it now. Yeah.
Wow.
The one in Polaris, it was definitely the Mortal Kombat theme.
Wow.
For like a solid 10 straight minutes.
That song is definitely not 10 minutes long.
It's not. So there's a little guy at the DJ booth, like this, someone just starting the MP3 and Winamp over again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Loop one. Repeat one. Forever.
That sounds fun, though.
And it was scary, though.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Josh, you got to get out of the. You got to get out of that box, man.
Out of the house. I got to get out of the house.
You also got to get out of the house.
I
got to get out of the
house. I should probably do that.
Well, no, we're getting out of the house pretty soon. We're gonna do an Uber to the Nokia Theater.
You mean the Nova by Microsoft.
Sorry, yes. The Nova by Microsoft. You're gonna watch this this merch coat check shit go down, and we're gonna be great. It's gonna be
you're gonna end up carrying that shirt.
Do you think Saunders not in the selection crew? Is he?
Well,
or is he kind of
the
affiliated?
Other two? Because Saunders a band.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's two producers and then the singer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I think the two producers are.
Is that like the
affiliated.
First line of the bio?
These are three people. Okay, these are three people.
I didn't even.
I hope they play because that's gonna be a lot of hip swaying and like baby making music.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
It's the best baby making music I've ever heard.
I
outside
still
of
listen
like
to
Gambino's
it.
Redbone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's the best. As a commenter, on YouTube called or on Reddit called it, this is no condom music, which I thought was the best way of describing
it. That is too bad because people are gonna have to hear me say that now.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
So, we've got Sonder to look forward to. The I mean, definitely Sango.
He's on tour.
You don't think he's going to be there?
No, he's on tour.
Right.
Which you should know that.
Well, I figured that this was a part of it.
No, I thought so too. I thought so too. I thought he would loop that in. But he's on tour with Monty Booker.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got a news about that. I'm going to open that show in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for me.
It's a big deal.
Comfort food, which I don't think... Have we ever talked about this on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had to have.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably. But Comfort Food has been offered a gig to open for Sango in Santa Barbara, and that's going to be next week.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Well... I've got a Super Bowl. You're coming up. You're coming up to visit. That's like part one of the Josh in Santa Barbara for several
of your sets.
Several days, several sets. So that's going to be, it's going to be a good month for me.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
I'm real excited to, I'm a little disappointed right now because I thought I would get a preview of what is going to happen next week.
Yeah. No, I don't, because I think tonight they're doing a thing.
Tonight's
it seems like they're doing a bit of a dance battle with DJs.
What could you describe? I don't think I understand what I'm about.
So I saw Instagram, they have their little videos. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing one that said two teams, 6 or 12 DJs or something like that. They battle it out. I think there's going to be two.
Oh my God.
I think there's going to be two DJ stands, like two whatever Pioneer setups.
They're going to be in like a cage off. That's on fire, right?
Yeah. And Mankind and Undertaker is going to be there.
Undertaker's a DJ now.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a DJ off. I don't know how that works. Gosh, like a dance off makes sense.
Yeah,
one dude dances.
Now let's not. There will be dance offs.
Yes.
There will be several.
Yes,
and since we're on the balcony, we'll have a really good vantage point.
So there's going to be there's definitely going to be dance offs, but I don't know how you do a DJ off because what do you do? Do you do like a 10-minute set? And then the next person does like a response.
So there's this thing called juggling, or it's called there's a lingo with DJing, especially when you have more than a couple of DJs going at it.
Yeah.
Where someone establishes the original BPM.
Okay.
And the next DJ will play a song in that lane.
Okay.
And then it'll go back to the original DJ to layer something on top of that.
Okay.
And they can either, they can manipulate the lane or they can stay in it.
Okay.
And whichever DJ kind of falters first.
Oh, okay.
Breaks the other DJ's equipment. And then they delete their SoundCloud account.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's going to be a wild night. It's like racing for pinks.
Do you remember, what was it, layer tennis?
Layer tennis. No, I don't remember.
It was like the Photoshop thing with like on Fridays they'd have like they would pass a Photoshop document.
Friday? No. Oh,
layer tennis.
Okay, yeah, I get the idea of what you're talking about.
They would like one. They would have it was the guys who made Field Notes.
Okay.
And they had like every Friday they had like designers compete.
Right.
And they would like one. They would flip a coin, and then one person would start based on a topic.
Uh-huh.
And then they would pass the PSD back and forth.
No, I don't think I know this.
I think they stopped doing it a couple of years ago.
Who's they, by the way?
Whoever the company that makes Field Notes.
Really?
I'm blanking on their name.
I'm actually okay. I am remembering something like this.
Yeah,
I'm remembering at least a model of it. It sounds familiar. But
yeah.
What were some of the good results from it? Like, do you remember anyone in particular?
I don't remember one in particular, but it was this idea of like passing back and forth.
Okay.
Of the same document.
Of the same document.
Yeah, which would be kind of fun if they did like pass the same like set around or something. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I think that's, man, I can't wait to see how it all unfolds.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how you crashed and burned on this coat check thing.
Not fair. I feel like this whole episode, I feel bad. I forgot about my positive thing from the last episode, but I feel like this whole one has been just an exchange of world star, which is one of the most authentic Black experiences out there.
Is it? If you are an outsider, okay, you are a white 29-year-old from Kansas. You've never met a Black person.
Yeah.
And in order to understand the Black experience, right? You're trying to have a woke moment. You're reading little Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Right. Shit.
You're watching Black-ish. You're not trying to put on a costume. Like you're not trying to like be Black.
No, yeah.
You're just trying to learn.
You're just consuming this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to understand the Black experience.
Yes.
World Star is the thing that they should also add to that list.
I think it would be wrong to disqualify it because Black-ish is very sanitized.
Black-ish is pretty tremendous.
It is also, it's also great.
Yeah.
But not many Black families have Sonos.
Or should they just watch Insecure?
Oh, how are you going to bring that up in the hour? We got to spend time on it. I just finished it.
Yeah.
And that was one of the sexiest things I've ever seen.
The show?
The show.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Not the scene in the studio.
Now, the scene in the studio definitely... is one of the reasons why I'm saying that.
All right. If you haven't seen Insecure, we're probably going to wrap up on Insecure at this point because we're an hour and 15. If you haven't seen Insecure, you just go ahead and turn it off. go ahead and turn the podcast off.
Pause it.
Bookmark. Go watch Insecure. It's 10 episodes, 22 minutes apiece.
Yeah. It's really easy.
Yeah. You got like 4 hours
of TV. That's Sunday. Do that shit.
Yeah. And it's great. Yeah. It's really good. You get to see Jidenna.
Oh, man. What a surprise.
Yeah.
What? Is there anyone else in the show?
I didn't recognize anyone else.
Me neither. But that's my favorite thing about like Atlanta and now Insecure is like, who are these actors and actresses?
The Migos are in Atlanta. Issa Rae and Donald Glover were the... They were the famous people and they were the front face of the show.
Right.
But no one else. You didn't know anyone else.
No. But I'm real excited about it because they're beautiful and they are great actors and actresses. Yeah. Especially, what's his name? Byron Tyree?
Yeah, Byron Tyree Henry.
Dude, I can't wait for season 2.
I mean, he was on Broadway, so he's pretty good.
But, you know, Broadway to the streets. But Atlanta was another show, but yeah, Insecure. Yeah,
yeah. Insecure.
One of the plot points is that one of the main characters is a DJ, or not a DJ, a music producer.
The fling thing. Yeah.
Which I really like how they played that out. Like, they kind of showed, like, the Facebook interaction.
Yeah.
Insecure did a lot of, like, real... worldy kind of things that
nothing about that show. It felt like it was almost a documentary.
It was
right. It wasn't like a documentary, but yeah. It felt like almost like real reality TV.
I do think it also hits particularly close with us because the Los Angeles experience is definitely something going on there.
Yeah.
Just like even the bar that they go to, it straight up looks like one of the bars that we would like hang out. I think it actually might've been
one. Could have been. Who knows?
Let's see. Broken Pussy is a dope ass song. Like, I'm trying to get that ringtone. I haven't changed my ringtone in 6 years.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get Broken Pussy on my phone.
Wow. All right.
What else can I say?
There's a scene where, is it Mandy? Is that the friend's name? The best friend's name?
Boy. She calls her bitch most of the time, so I don't.
She's on a date with a dude. It's the dude before Jidenna, I think.
Yeah.
And
the dude she likes.
That
didn't go to school.
No, I think she's just on a date with a random dude.
Yeah.
And, the scene starts with they're at a restaurant and they're giving their top five, R&B bands from the 90s.
That's right.
And the dude is like Boys to Men, New Edition, Jodeci. I don't remember what the fourth one was. And then he finishes up with Color Me Bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, if she doesn't marry this dude,
I know. Josh,
he just listed my top five.
I was going to
say, I don't remember what the fourth one was, but I was like, yes.
I saw that scene and I'm like, there's nothing that aligns harder with like specifically you and I.
Yeah.
But it was like, this show is for us, like, which is interesting. We didn't watch it together. I think we kind of miss out on that kind of thing with the distance.
Yeah.
I'd really hate to come to town and we like watch a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, oh man, there's the app thing.
Yeah.
How her boyfriend's like wants to build an app.
Yeah.
Like that's another type of like, it's not just interpersonal kind of like trials and tribulations. It's like, that's a kind of thing that I identify pretty hard with. Like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Are in that guy's situation.
Sometimes I look at dating apps and the league pops up and I'm like $150 a year or a month or whatever it is. I mean, if I get like the top shelf,
right.
I don't know if I qualify for the league. Which is a real thing. The league is a real thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I saw it. Maybe it's like sponsored by HBO. It's like a virally app thing. But the league, I'm pretty sure, is like a real, real thing.
I feel like that kind of ruins it.
No, I kind of like it.
Really?
Because it's like real life. That's what made it more real. It's like this is like a real thing.
I guess so. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, I feel like I'm saying the league itself is we've ruined dating.
It's broken.
It is broken. I admit it. You know, I definitely had a part in ruining dating. I think it was cool how they were talking about just the, so she had that friend that the friend had the coworker who got engaged.
Yeah.
And she had that kind of crisis about like, why is she getting engaged?
Yeah.
How does she get like a dude?
Yeah.
And they made like a lot of what I would call just kind of difficult but necessary interactions that you have to do.
Yeah.
Like the girl who, at the office who's way too wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, how do you work that out? But she did the right thing. She did the right thing. She went back to the boss and said, you don't like her being that black? You tell her.
Yeah, you tell her.
You tell her.
And then they did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So satisfying. That show was very satisfying.
But you know what else is satisfying?
You're going to talk about the sex scene.
Right? I'm going to talk about the scene in the studio.
The most purple and blue sex I've ever seen.
Now, you've been in a lot of recording studios.
That's true.
I've been in one.
Two.
I've been in one.
Yeah.
With you.
Yes.
They weren't lit, period. Like, well, there were house lights on.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think recording studios have just blue. It's just blue lights. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I think that R&B or like rap or hip hop studios that were a studio that predominantly does that. Mm-hmm. But like lighting and visuals are a strong part of evoking or getting an artist to like think and feel a certain way.
Yeah. Set a mood.
Yes. So a lot of like booths will have like red lights. They might not have like blue and purples and stuff like, you know, but you know,
this one was blue and purple.
Yes.
And then
this young woman had a lapse of judgment that we've all had whenever you're making beautiful art, beautiful rap songs with your old flame.
Yeah, your old high school, like, on-off boyfriend.
Oh, man. Oh, I knew when she went to the studio.
When she stayed in the studio.
No.
It was when she went to the studio.
Yeah, right. She could have avoided that.
Right.
Because you're not going to go to a studio and not get offered, like, a bunch of weed and... I guess what we have is Hennessy. You got any mixer? Like, nah. I don't think I've been sexing correctly after watching this scene.
I am positive I haven't been doing it right.
Taking notes. It was definitely one of the sexiest scenes of last year, I guess.
But it...
When it came out?
I learned some things.
I think any time that, like, movies or TV shows show sex on a couch, they make it look so much easier than, like, the actual mechanics of a couch, quote, love scene. But those are some gymnastic precision moves.
There was nothing precise about what they were doing.
What do you mean?
On Insecure, though.
You think it was messy?
Yeah, and also real aggressive. But that, like, not in a, like,
I think gross it was aggressive, way. But it was majestic.
Yeah.
Kind of like the way a lion kills a zebra, but you're like, why is this beautiful?
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't think anyone watched that. I feel like there's a lot of people who watch that and go, yeah, that's right. Like the,
no, that's what you, yeah, you're saying like, yeah, that's how you, no,
that's a pretty accurate sex scene.
So sometimes I hear the phrase and I don't use it myself, but I've heard it, dicking down. I feel even gross kind of saying it.
Sure.
But I've heard of this phrase being used. And I would say that that's not – I don't like using the word because that's not the way that I think that I engage in that.
No, you like to make love.
Somewhere around – it's in between. I'm in the spectrum between those two ideas.
Yeah.
But that scene was a prime example of dicking down.
Yeah. And I was impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, which is another way that Josh says he's telling me that he was turned on.
No.
But well, we have to, yeah, since I mean, we're yes, two men, we have to be very careful about the way
that
we
are. It was a very sexy scene. and it was both sides.
And then after that scene, the next three episodes until the end featured fuck scenes.
Yeah.
Which was interesting because it was like the seventh episode
yeah.
in that that happened.
Yeah.
And then, well, up until that point, I was like, I guess this isn't going to be like a sexy show. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm cool. I'm fine. I'm just glad that there's an awkward black woman on television.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, here's boobs, butt, like
muscles I didn't know existed.
Just so purple. Like his back was just so, you know, and you know what I'm talking, like it was like the shadows, like yeah. the muscle definition.
Yeah. And he was sweaty.
Jeez. Like, is this a man or a mountain?
Yeah, but also.
Issa.
Yeah. Yeah.
She looks good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Season twos are going to be so great this year.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to get Atlanta for a while.
What do you mean?
It's not coming back till 18. It's January of 17. We're not going to get it for at least 12 months. But he's busy.
I got a question. Is House of Cards coming back?
Yes.
I mean, should it? Can't we just see what's actually going on?
Yeah. Like when House of Cards airs, it's just CNN. you pop open Netflix and it's just a live stream of whatever is on CNN right now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Okay.
They actually released their trailer on the inauguration day.
God.
Because they're just a bunch of trolls.
Ooh, so delicious.
Yeah.
A lot of good TV coming up.
Yeah, it's too much TV.
Yeah, there is. But, I mean, whatever my TV's on is, it's working. I need to find some more Insecure stuff. If you're listening.
Yeah.
And there are other shows that are going to be like that. Drop us a line.
Yeah.
Twitter. I think it's the only place we exist besides our website.
Yeah.
Go to the email form at thingsaregoingtohappen.com/... Dogs interrupting me.
Yeah.
Slash form Vicious. Submission.
Yeah.
Dash. Purple.
Purple.
You got some. Some thoughts for our people out there. What are you thinking about? You excited for this show?
I'm excited for this show.
The show's gonna be good.
It's gonna be great. Yeah.
Excited to get your computer back. Or at least I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
I get excited for other people.
Thank you. Yeah. You got some good stuff going on.
Yeah. Yeah, then the show next week should be really fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually, right after that show, I've kind of screwed myself, but I did it kind of knowingly. After that show,
yeah,
I will fly to Seattle the next morning at like 7.
Oof.
7 a.m.,
yeah.
Which means 6, because, you know, you got to get there early.
Yeah, you got to get there early.
But then the day after that, I'll go see Run the Jewels.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which will be – so I did it again where we went to the Kanye show and I didn't look up any footage or anything. I kind of knew what was going on.
Yeah.
The same thing is happening at these Run the Jewels shows. Like, people are having their minds.
Oh, there's some stuff happening.
So, but I don't know anything.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know people were freaking out about it.
Yeah, yeah. There would be, after a date would play,
right?
My Twitter feed would have, like, you know, people retweeting and stuff. And
being, oh,
like,
man.
This is an incredible show. So I'm going to be at least entertained in the month of February.
Yeah, and that's really all we can hope for right now.
Can you tell that we're trying to stay distracted, listener?
Yeah. Yeah, I sometimes open up Twitter and go, no, not tonight. Not today. Can't do that today.
It's just send me whenever you're feeling that way, have a friend and send them 3 brown fists.
Yeah.
Feel empowered.
Yeah.